And I think the clouds are very cool right now. And I love the fact that we're out here. And, you know, by the way, the most dominant color in the earth is green. Can you get that? It's the truth. I mean, I guess they have some kind of percentage. Out of all the colors of the earth, green is by far the greatest color. And you can see right here, green, 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 green. Of course, I was watching kids' videos yesterday, and I was on colors, so very aware of that. But you can see how green, and when you look at when you look out here, you'll see there's the earth, right? And there's the lake and everything. And then the sky is like huge. And I think God made it that way so that we know that heaven is more important than anything else we have here. I mean, earth is awesome, and that's where our feet are planted, obviously, here with all this beautiful green. But at the same time, that's where God is, that's where heaven is, and that's where he wants us to be thinking about. And I just want to share a few things, but I really love being outside to worship and to gather and worship, because I feel that sometimes we get so distracted by things inside the house, inside the building, whether it's instruments or keyboards, or whether it's, you know, stuff, temperature, whatever it is. Here we are. Hey, it is what it is, right? No one can hit the thermostat or complain about the air conditioning or the heat. It's just, it is what it is. You just deal with it. You know, the lighting's not that good. Sorry, no problem with that. Right? Sun's behind a few clouds. That's all right. So I wanted to just share a word today and share with you while we're out here about prayer. And I really, you know, sometimes people associate prayer with being in a church, right? When you say prayer, well, that's what you do in the house of God. But I want to just talk about the Lord's Prayer here in Matthew chapter 6. And Jesus starts off talking about prayer completely different from what they were used to. He said, when you pray, don't be like hypocrites. Now, hypocrite in the time of Jesus was literally the word that they used for the people that put masks on to do theater. So he was saying, don't be like an actor. Don't be like someone who puts the mask on to play a role. I mean, I used to teach drama. I understand that, you know, that whole concept back in the days when Jesus lived, to them, when they did theater, they all put masks on, and then you had the same actors, and they would just put a different mask on, play a different character. He said, so when you pray, don't be like an actor. Don't try to put this religious thing on you. You know what I'm saying? Let prayer be real. And so I just feel like being outside, and, you know, I think the outside is probably the best place to pray. I know that, like, when I walk, we're at the top of the hill up there, you know, and when I get outside, I want to pray because I'm out there. And that's, like, where I can kind of be by myself or if I'm with somebody. And a very famous preacher used to do that a lot, you know. Some of these famous preachers would go out in the woods and just spend time with God. And I just feel like there's something about being outside and praying that's just normal and natural, and you're not putting an act on. That's just the thing that Jesus said don't do. And how many of you know, other people know when you've got the mask on, right? Yeah. They know. They know it's a show. Yeah. People see that. You know, and we don't want to be seen as a religious actor, you know. He said they're on the street corners, not just in the synagogues. So How about this? They like to stand and pray in church and on television and the internet. Because the street corner is where what? You're going to find the most people, right? So prayer isn't really something that we want to publicize or be seen of so that it looks like we're being so spiritual. It's not about us, guys. It's not about what we look like to other people. That's not our witness. Our witness is not in the fact that people see us pray. Our witness comes through the love of Jesus. That's where the witness comes. And he gets to that later. He says they get their reward. You know, if you get attention from people, you get your reward. He goes, but when you pray? So you all can just point to yourself and go, when I pray, When I pray, this is what I do. I go into my room, or I go outside, or I go by myself. So Jesus said the most important kind of prayer you can do is by yourself. That's the most important kind of prayer. And, you know, I think sometimes, I mean, disagree with me if you think, but don't you think that there's a lot of Christians that don't pray a whole lot by themselves, and they mostly just pray in church, and that's it? They think that's where you pray, right? So I'm going to pray at church because that's where I was supposed to pray. But I think Jesus is saying right here, your prayer should be with just you and God, and that's the most important kind of prayer that happens. It's not on a Sunday. It's not with a group of people. It's like, what do you do at home? So I would say that one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave me, when I first got saved, when I was 17 years old, I mean, I prayed before then by myself. But when I got saved and Jesus really came into my heart and I really knew I was born again, I started praying every day by myself, first thing, as much as I could. Now, at the time, I was 17. I was living in a college dorm, so I had somebody living there with me. Sorry, yeah, we got to watch these tables. If everybody sits on one side, you may tip. So he said, go to your room, shut the door, pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who's in secret will reward you. So I want us to get that reward of just being with God by ourselves. And I would say the greatest thing that as a pastor that I had in my life is my time with God. I'd say the greatest thing that I could give you or ask you to do or encourage you to do is to just spend time with God. It doesn't have to be fancy, and that's what I wanted to see. Look here what he says. He goes, when you pray, don't peep up empty phrases as the nations do. Now he's talking about not the Jews in the synagogues. He's saying, don't be Mr. Eloquent, Mr. Fancy, because that's what they did in the Gentile world, the Greeks. They were very eloquent, you know, very fancy, very, very perfect in their speech. You know, the Apostle Paul said, he said, I'm not a trained speaker. I'm not a trained orator. So, you know, you know how it is. You know, you can get classes. Anybody ever gone to class, public speaking, where you have to say it just right? And just speak it just right? And you have these flowery phrases, you know? But that's not where it's at. Y'all got to sit different. There you go, Mary Carol. Bring a little balance. There we got a balanced table. Yeah, not being, that's it. So here's the thing. You don't have to say a lot when you're talking to God. That's what he says. You don't have to say it right. Sometimes I just get up and I'm just like, oh. And I don't say a whole lot. As a matter of fact, sometimes the best kind of prayer is just being still before the Lord. Just being quiet. Just quiet yourself and just listen and let your ears turn on. And sometimes I pray with my spiritual language. And then I do that every day. But he just basically says, that, and here's why, which I think is a cool reason. When you have a daddy or a mommy who loves you and you need something, you don't have to say much to get what you need. He just said, like, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I need this, I need that, and it happens. Well, I think that there's a religious, I gotta explain it, there's a religious mindset, and you see it, I just see it, where people feel like they gotta say exactly the same right thing to get from God. Somehow, if I just say it a right way, or just act the right way, or just do the right thing, somehow that's gonna, like, turn the God click, you know what I mean? Nope. You know what I mean? Like, somehow we got to do it. He says, no. He says, you don't have to use a lot of words. He says, why? Because the Father knows what you need even before you ask him. Amen. So before you even think you have a need, he already has it ready. So you don't have to like talk God into it. And or you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to use many words. And if you look at Jesus' prayers, he just said things like, be opened. Or he said, get up. Get up. Or like, well, you know, just open up. So there's a simplicity. Why? Because it's all about him. And then he says this. Pray like this. And it says, our Father in heaven. You want to say it with me? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us or have debts against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And then he says this. He says, if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. So the heart of the Lord's Prayer is all about love. Because we ask the Lord from the beginning, we want to do your will. We want to do your will, right? And then it says, we need daily bread and we need forgiveness. We want to do your will. What's your will? To forgive other people. And that's something we probably have to do every day, right? Sometimes more than once a day. Right? Don't look at anybody right now like they're the one you got to forgive. You know what I'm saying? But you have to walk in love. And love is expressed by forgiveness. Really. Love means you don't hold grudges. Love means that you're not the king of the world, therefore everybody has to do what you want them to do. That's love. And that's why God isn't that way, right? I mean, God is the king of the universe, but yet, what does he do? He gives us the choice, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
So kings don't, like worldly kings, all they want to do is make you do what they want you to do, right? Like our government. Oh, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I heard Steve was stopped for driving too slow. So wait, sorry, you're driving too slow, you're driving too fast. Or you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We want to make you do this, that's just natural human
control.
Natural human authority. It always wants to make you do more, right? But what does God do? He says, I give you the choice, and I want you to forgive and treat other people the same way. Treat other people like you would want to be treated. Just love them and forgive them and seek to do God's will. And then don't lead us into temptation and deliver us from evil. We know what evil is. You know, so forgive each other. And God will forgive you. So my heart is for everybody here to just live in that daily simplicity of just praying by yourself every day. Take time. And what I do, because I forget things. What I like to do is I write down whatever it is that I'm thinking about or whatever I feel like God's telling me. I just write it down. And I thank God I started doing that when I was brand new, 17, 16, 18 years old. Back then, I used something called a spiral-bound notebook. Remember what those guys were? You all know what that is? Do you know what that is, Mary Grace? A spiral-bound notebook. And that's what I would write. I would just write every day whatever Bible verse I read. Whatever I felt like God told me, I can go all the way back to 1975, 76, and whatever was going on with me and God, and I just wrote down, or I wrote whatever Bible verse that came to me, and so I just did it, and to me that was one of the best things I could. It's never too late to do that. Now I use this. I use my iPad or I use my laptop. It's all digital. But back then, it was like, you know, there it is. Yeah. She's taking pictures. So anyway, so I just want to encourage you to do that. And I hope this time here, just being here and spending with each other, just being outside. How many of you appreciate the weather? I didn't know the weather was going to be like this. And it just happened. And I want to thank Liz Odberg and Kenny for the breakfast and getting that. And Josh is, and then Jan brought this stuff. And then Mary Grace got here early to hold on, because she is lucky enough to live close here. And to me, that's just a blessing. This is beautiful. Mary Grace, MG. And then Josh is cooking. He's starting to cook the burgers and the hot dogs. So,
go longer, preacher.
Huh? Go longer. The fire just got to go. We just have to hang out some more. So that's all. That's really all I wanted to say. And yeah, go ahead, Ted.
All right. Now, when Adam and Eve. First got started.
Yes.
All right. They walked in the mornings and in the evenings.
Right.
And that's all he wants us to do.
That's right.
Talk to him.
Now, let me just mention that. This is what it was, okay? Here's what he said. He mentioned the morning and the evening, okay? What is it that you're doing in the morning? You're just getting up before you go to work. You get busy. And what do you do at nighttime? You slow down after you've been busy to be with God. That's when you hang out with God. Now, during the day, I talk to God during the day. And that's good. But that morning time, before you get going, because once I get, if you're like me, and once I get going, I'm like, Ricochet Rabbit. It's an old cartoon, by the way. You don't see anymore. Yeah. But yeah, I just go. I just go. So I need that time. I remember when I was teaching school, I was at Martinsville High School. I had to get there early because I was doing a lot of after school activities. So I'd get there early and stay after and do shows and stuff like that. So I'd have to get up early because I knew I had to be somewhere at 7 o'clock in the morning and the same thing at night. So God gave me the grace to do that for those years. I still like, getting up early, but not everybody does. But the thing is, when you first get up, that's your time before you get rolling too much. For me, it's a cup of coffee, and that's about all I do. Once I get my cup of coffee going, just me and God. It's really good. And I just want to encourage you on that. It doesn't have to be fancy.